Okay, so let's learn. We're on page. We're learning today about Lashon Hara. Today's topic is Lashon Hara. Sefer Chasidim. We're up to page Pezayin. Page Pezayin. Poz. Roishoy Kesem Poz. Okay, page Pezayin. Halacha Samach Dalit. Halacha Samach Dalit. Page Pezayin. Losisa. It says in the Torah, Losisa Shem Hashav. Do not accept. The word sisa means to accept. We're going to learn the word ki sisa es roish b'nei Yisrael. This week is Parashas Shkolim. I mentioned 3 weeks in a row, Shkolim. Parashas Tetzaveh, by Mincha, we learn Shkolim ki sisa. Last Shabbos, we learn ki sisa. And this Shabbos, we're going to learn again ki sisa when we learn the second Sefer Torah of Parashas Shkolim. What does it mean? What does Rashi say ki sisa? Ki tikabel, skum. Misfar b'nei Yisrael, when you will accept. The word kisisa Rashi on the pasuk says to accept. A very unusual translation for the word kisisa, and that's what it means over here as the carry. What do you mean when you're carrying something? It means to lift up. It doesn't necessarily mean to lift up. It means to carry. And when you're carrying, you're really, in essence, accepting upon yourself the responsibility or the yoke. You're taking it upon yourself. I don't know if it's literal or it's an expression.
Taking the burden.
We can translate it to accept. You accept. So in this context, if you translate the word kisisa and as accept, then here it means do not accept in your ears lashon hara. Lo sisa shem hashav. Do not accept an evil report. Lashon hara. As hara, this pasuk is a warning. L'mekabel lashon hara, lashon hara. Efes. Efes means zero. Efes. Or really, in this context, it means however. Efes here means however. Im yavai ish etzlecha, what should you do in this situation? Im yavai ish etzlecha, tzoik al chavev. A person comes to you and says, I have a complaint. I want to go tell you about a scandal. I want to tell you about a terrible avir that someone has done. In tzayek, yavi ish eslechol tzayek al chaveroi b'vnei shehu hichichoi b'fonecha, because he has rebuked him. In other words, Reuven criticized Shimon. The liboy choroloi, and the recipient of the rebuke got angry. The oimer ki zeh shehu hichichoi. Reuven criticized Shimon, and Shimon was furious. How dare you criticize me? And now Shimon retaliates by going and writing a blog, cursing out the guy who criticized him. How dare you? Instead of criticizing me, you're criticizing me. Go clean up your own backyard. Go clean up your own garbage. You have all your own problems. And this fellow goes and retaliates by writing posts in Lashon Hara about so-and-so. He tells so-and-so Lashon Hara. So it's for whatever reason the Sefer Chasidim is telling you a whole Chagag here. He's telling you that Lashon Hara does not begin just out in the vacuum. One day you're sitting in shul and you say to your friend, I got some great gossip. The guy across the street, your neighbor across the street, you know what he did? He did this terrible thing. That's not the way Lashon Hara starts. He's telling us the way Lashon Hara starts is a person is a victim. Someone who feels that he's a victim, the person was criticized by someone else, and then he retaliates. And the retaliation always begins with Lashon Hara, a smear campaign. Exactly. Here is where he's coming to enter into a very controversial halakhic world. Are you now, you've heard some real nasty stuff about your friend. Are you allowed to go home and tell this to your wife? Tell this to your children? Tell this to your neighbor? Okay, that's all. Are you allowed to go right now, publicize, and write this on your blog? Are you allowed, once you've already heard the Lashon Hara, are you allowed to write it up in the newspaper? So he writes here something very shocking that it depends. Because according to the Chofetz Chaim really goes way out to say, there's almost never ever a heter to repeat Lashon Hara, even though the whole world knows about it. We like to use the yisoid of kol milsa de misamra bi ape tlasa les be mishum lishna bisha. Anything that is said in public in front of three people, if a person comes and he says in front of three people, I want to tell you gossip, that this fellow who davens here Ma'ariv, he is a Rasha. He did A, B, C, and D. He did terrible, terrible things. Now these three people, are they now allowed to go, take out their phones, and call up everyone they know, and repeat what they just heard? So if you translate the words of the Gemara literally, it's permitted. Kol Milsa.
Public knowledge.
Public knowledge. If this person revealed it in front of three people, it's guaranteed one of us, one of the three musketeers here, will certainly be nichshol and tell the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy, and before you turn around, the whole world will know. So therefore, why wait? Let's already begin the process and reveal the information to the world. That's what it says in the Gemara. Kol Milsa Dimis Amra. Any matter that is said be'apei in the presence of Shloisha, less bay, there is no longer a prohibition, mishum lishna bisha. There is no prohibition of lashon hara. That's what it says in the Gemara, and that's the literal Sincino translation of the Gemara. We saw Sincino, little translation. However, that's not correct. That is not the correct pshat. Even though it sounds like it's the correct pshat, we once actually spent a whole shiur on this. I don't remember anything anymore. I remember we once spent like five perushim what really what it means. What the Rishonim say it means. And Chavetz Chaim is from the very big Machmirim, and he is very, very strong, and it means just because it's public knowledge does not mean you're allowed to tell it over. Even to a degree, like it's very common, like let's say you have the Daily News, the New York Post, there's a lot of garbage there. A lot of garbage about from people. That's where you can find a lot of good stuff. A lot of juicy stuff you can find there, or you can find on the blogs. It's public knowledge. Just go around the corner. It's right in front of the store. It's right there. You can go get the whole, all the goyim are reading it. I can go around the corner. You go and go on online. There are blogs galore of Lashon Hara. So am I allowed to go tell this to you? So what's very interesting is, ask yourself, this fellow sitting next to you in shul, does he read the Daily News? Does he read the Post? Does he? Usually not. Is he the type of guy that goes and subscribes to all the blogs, and every day he sits and he has a Seder Hayyam to go through every single blog of all the Lashon Hara? Some people do. Many people do, in fact. But not everyone does this. That's right. People do, but not everyone does this. Some people have other things to do. They're busy. They have a job. They work. They have children. They have better things to do with their life than go and read the Daily News and the Post every single day. Well, what are the chances that this person, this fellow, will know about this juicy gossip, even though it's in the street, it's in the Daily News, and in the Post? And we're talking about gossip that's not harmful. We're talking about just gossip. We're not talking about that the guy's a threat. He's a predator. He's an abuser.
Not to spread if it's a warning to someone.
Right, if it's a warning, the guy's a ganov, you know, and he wanted
to stay away from
him. That's a whole different story. I'm talking about a type of gossip. He was nichshol in an avera. He did an avera, but the type of avera he did, it doesn't have any real consequences for you and your friends. He did an avera, whatever, they caught him in the wrong place at the wrong time. Does that change anything in your personal relationship with him? So should I go and tell this fellow? It's public knowledge. There are millions of people who may know this. But the guy sitting next to you is just not the type of guy that's going to find out about it unless you tell him. Are you either on Mr. Lashon Hara if you go and reveal this information? Good, good question. It's a very big machlokes haposkim. It's a very tough issue. The Chofetz Chaim is machmir. He holds it's awesome. It is categorically, even those who hold that you're in no violation if you do it, if you tell someone it says in the Daily News, as public knowledge, you're not going to get malkos arboim, but you're not going
to
get shlishis.
It has nothing to do with it. There'll be something going on in California. It's irrelevant to your life.
Right. It's irrelevant to your life.
So even though it's public knowledge,
but we're talking big. I'm talking about major public knowledge.
Spreading it further.
Right. Al achas kama v'kama when it's not in the New York, it's not in the papers. It's not in the papers. It's not public knowledge. If you'll make an investigation and interview enough people, you'll find out about it. Okay, if I'll go and I'll sit down with everyone, interview and tell them, what do you think of this guy? So there's no question that at the end of the day, you'll know all the gossip. But it's not obvious. It's not online. It's not in the newspapers. It's something which you have to exert yourself to discover. But it's public because at least 10 people know it's true. At least 10 people know the true story. But they're not the people who are going out there and writing it up and letting it. So that is a much greater evil than something which is out in the world. And even things that are so public in the world, it's not necessarily permitted to spread it if the person that's listening is not likely to ever have the interest in finding out about it. This is something which many people do not understand. They say, if this is in the newspaper, it's in the daily news, and this guy did this and this and this and this, then I'm entitled to know. I know personally there's a certain person I have very great respect for. I was online doing something totally unrelated, and just somehow his name came up in something, and it said there's something that was very, very uncomplimentary about this person, about a story that happened, and this person was involved in. And it's in the daily, and this was quoted from the Daily News and the Post, and this happened maybe 3 years ago. Okay? It was 3 years ago. And I first found out about it very recently. Okay? It's none of my business. It doesn't change anything. I see this person very often. I had no idea that he was involved in something like this. And when it happened, obviously it was in the daily news, because that's where it was quoted from. Did I know about it? No. Did I have an interest in that? So 3 years went by. I saw him at least 100 times. I said good Shabbos to him. I shook his hand. I'm very friendly with him. Ad Yom Hazeh. And Baruch Hashem, I didn't know. Why do I need to know this? So 3 years, I was clueless.
What happened now?
Nothing. Nothing happened now.
Did you say good Shabbos?
Of course, yeah. Of course I said good Shabbos, because it's none of my business.
But you can't unsee it. That's the problem.
Right now, this is in my mind now. It'll never get out of my mind now. Okay? It'll never be...
But you still don't know it to be true.
That's right. I don't know what to be true. That's right. I don't know. But that's what Lashon Hara is.
When you look at daily news and the Post and any other newspaper...
Yeah, but sometimes there's... Sometimes...
The facts, when there's smoke... It's entertainment.
When there's smoke, there's fire. Even if the details... Even if all the gory details are not true... It's true.
I'm sorry. It's entertainment.
So someone
and
now...
That's why you're not allowed to pass it around.
So how come they didn't go send out an email and all the organizations that I'm associated with get an email from the... Oh, look at this great link in the Daily News when it says about this guy, what he did. How come I didn't get 3 years ago and they weren't the fire same everywhere else? Just because the Daily News and it's public knowledge and obviously a lot of people know about it doesn't mean that you're permitted to go and tell the few people who don't know about it. Correct. You're not everyone.
Not
you just said
I
correct.
Not?
You know, a lot of people don't believe that. It's right. It should be. So something that's
so
bad.
The way to deal with it is don't read that junk.
Exactly.
And delete it when you get it.
Exactly.
And
you don't have to know everything. It's
you
not important.
To block that forward.
If it's a danger to society, that's a whole different story. But this is not a danger. There's no danger over here. This is just schmutz. There's no one's business, and it is forbidden to be mefarsing something, even if it is public knowledge, according to the Chofetz Chaim. Shocking to many people. The Sefer Hasidim is not as machmir. Okay, it's very interesting. The Sefer Hasidim. Let's see what he says over here. What? Let's see how it's. Let's see his precise words.
Testimony in court or something like that really Lashon Hara sometimes?
Well, it's necessary. You're allowed to say Lashon Hara for a toeles. That's the heter. Why everyone says Lashon Hara? It's a toeles. It's necessary. Maybe one day I'll have a great great grandchild and they'll want him a shadach with his family so they should know where their great 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 grandfather comes from. He did this aveir. Toeles, right? Toeles. If there's a purpose, then you're allowed to say Lashon Hara. In court, it's a matter of money, Geneva, then it's permitted. Let's see. Let's go further in this.
What does Kogan mean?
Correct. Kogan means correct. The Oymer, listen, the first wide line. The first wide line. The Oymer loved Ram Shleik Hagen. Yata now. Yodea Bazeh. You are certain. Kerabaisai. Yodea Bazeh. Ki acha shiagid lecha. After he tells you, you are certain. Lo yelech lehagid la'achirim. This person is fuming. He was criticized. He's letting out steam. He comes over to you, his good friend, and tells you, this guy just criticized me. How dare he criticize me? He's a low life. Do you know what he does in his spare time? Do you know what he did? This. And he gives you a long laundry list of his averus. And you know that in 5 minutes from now, he'll calm down. Business as usual. He'll go back to his dafyomi and forget it ever happened. So in the meantime, you've gained amazing information. you've acquired phenomenal stuff. Are you allowed to go and tell this to all of your friends? Ki einoi choishesh lohodia l'rabim. You know that this fellow, when he calms down, he's not going to go write it up to the public. Ach lohoitzi hadvarim milibo. He's venting. A lot of Lashon Hara comes from people venting. They're very bitter. They have a lot of problems. Rachman l'splan. They just need to let out some steam. It's very interesting. You're allowed to listen. A lot of times you're allowed to even listen. You just listen. You need to give this a to'elis. It's a to'elis to listen sometimes to Lashon Hara. To let a person let out steam. Isn't that interesting? There's a to'elis sometimes in saying Lashon Hara. And sometimes there can be a to'elis in listening to Lashon Hara. If a bitter person, psychologist. What do psychologists do the whole day? They listen to Lashon. They listen. They listen to Lashon Hara. How are you allowed to listen to Lashon Hara? To'elis. What do you mean? The heter of to'elis is only to speak Lashon Hara, not to listen to Lashon Hara. That's not true. To'elis includes listening to Lashon Hara. That's why some hold a tremendous chiddush. I heard my father was telling me this chiddush, that some poskim hold that you're allowed to say Lashon Hara to your wife. There's one person, I don't know who he told me the street. There's one person, a person is not expected to be a malach where he keeps everything that happens to him inside. It's very natural when something happens, a human being, whatever information goes into my head, I tell my wife. I mean, obviously, I mean, there are different types of marriages. There's some marriages where the husband and wife, they hide everything from each other, which is no, it has to be, obviously it's a balance. You don't tell your wife every little thing, but you do tell her a lot more than you tell the average person. So where is the balance of how much information you share and how much information you keep from one another? But there is definitely a degree of where you give over more information to your spouse than is necessary. And that, according to some opinions, includes Lashon Hara. Come home from shul, think about this. A guy in shul is nasty to you. So you come home, you tell your wife, the guy was really nasty to me. What's the heter to say that to your wife? Everyone does this. I'm sure everyone does something like this. Okay, you go to the store, something happens, and you say they were nasty. Why are you allowed to do that? Why are you allowed to go and tell your wife, this guy in shul, he come to shul, he was sitting in my seat. I said, you know, it's my seat, and he insulted me. Again, he lashed out at me. You go home, you tell this to your wife. You just said, Lashon Hara about this guy. Well, your wife will see him on the street. She'll have a different opinion of him. How are you allowed to do that? Is that permitted or forbidden? Well, it's not so simple. There are some hardliners that will say, it is you have oiver and kol ha-toyra kula for coming home and telling your wife what this guy did to you. Let's say with the name. You oiver and kol ha-toyra kula. And there are poskim that hold, you have done absolutely nothing wrong. That's part of what it means being married. Being married means you have someone to talk to, someone to discuss things with. There's a to'eles for you to say to your wife what happened in the morning. It's therapy. It's therapy to let it out. Your wife, a good wife, will calm you down. A good wife will keep their information secret. You know, between you and your wife, it's secret. Nothing goes out of the room between you and your wife. So saying over the nasty thing that happened this morning to your wife, according to many poskim, that's not Lashon Hara.
It's venting.
What? It's venting. It's part of what it means, ki loy toiv heyois adam levado. A person can't be, and you can't expect a person to be a pressure cooker and keep everything inside and explode. A person needs an opportunity to vent. Who do you vent to? To your spouse. A good spouse will be able to calm you down and go weiter. It's not necessarily Lashon Hara. I know you'll show me that this is a controversial thing I just told you. There are people, my father told me this, and actually someone else told me that my father told them this. He showed him this whole thing. Obviously, I have no doubt in my mind that there are poskim that will say, no way, I disagree with that. Keep it to yourself. It depends on what type of marriage you have. Depends on what kind of person you are, what kind of what where your weakness. You can't. It's not a catch-all.
Also, theoretically, you do have that people who are married tell each other everything.
So when you're going to insult the person, it's self-understood that your wife's going to know about it. That's also a svar. That's also an additional svar. That is correct.
Isn't therapy the same thing? Venting to someone?
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes, yes, absolutely. But you have to remember, there's still, you don't forget, it's still osur to say Lashon Hara. A person who's corrupt will say, well, every time I say Lashon Hara, every time, my whole blog is therapy. I have to let the world know about everyone's dirty laundry. This is my therapy. That is crazy. This is, there has to be a balance. A balance, in this case, that's not what we call it, the balance.
Wife is one thing, blog is something else.
Well, people, crazy people will tell you it's their therapy. It's keeping me sane.
That's public.
Okay, so obviously you have to remember, it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. The exceptions are few and far in between. To say that a wife is an exception, that's a tremendous chiddush, and it's not a universal rule. It all depends on obviously the relationship that they have in the marriage and the person's degree of his frame of mind, his sensitivities, and of course the assumption is wife keep a secret. Okay, a person's wife can't keep a secret, then you're in a lot of trouble. A footnote says the only difference between a secret and a public announcement is, a public announcement, you get up from the bima and you tell the shul in one shot. A secret is, I go to every single person in the shul and I tell them, I gotta tell you something, but don't tell anyone. And then you go to the next guy, I gotta tell you, but don't tell anyone. And you go to the next guy. When the day is over, every single person knows. It's just that you told each person individually and told them, don't tell anyone else. Public announcement is, I want to let everyone know. That's the only difference between a secret and a public announcement. It's not a joke. Unfortunately, it's very true. Let's go further. Now let's finish this paragraph. Kizesh, we're on the first one. The Ato Yodea, the second line now. Bezeh, ki achar shiagid lecha lo yelech lehagir achedim. He needs therapy. Can you imagine 800 years ago, Sefer Hasidim understood therapy? There's a need for a psychologist. Mitzvah l'shoymai. It's a mitzvah l'shoymai. Now look what he writes, it's shocking. There's a mitzvah to listen to the person. Can you imagine such a thing? There's a mitzvah to listen to Lashon Hara. Shocking. If in the process of listening, if you have the skill and talent to somehow maneuver and guide this fellow who is venting, to calm him down and to show that the other fellow that he's upset is not as bad as he thinks, good for you. Do it. If you can't, you can't. He doesn't really hate you. He loves you. If he accepts, very good. Oh, I listened to Lashon Hara, and now I did not succeed in changing anything. It's okay. You still accomplished something. First of all, you listen. That's a toilet. You were a therapist. But now you have a very big problem in your head. It's a big problem. When you hear gossip, it doesn't get out of your head. Gossip is gossip. It sticks in your head forever. You don't look at a person the same way forever. Al tamin. Don't believe it. Don't believe what he said is true, as long as it's not a threat to you. To be chayish, if what he says is true may lead to danger, you mechuyev to take action to protect yourself. Not to prosecute him until there's evidence. V'al tagid, now here he writes, V'al tagid l'chayrim l'hasira milibo. And you may think, this is very shocking, it's incredible what he writes over here, you may think the only way I can get out of my head what he said that this person did is if I call my psychologist. If I go and I tell someone else. So I'll tell someone else dealt all ridiculous, not true. I need help. Sometimes the psychologists need psychologists. It's very true. We have these very tragic, I heard a story like this, a very big tragedy, and they called in a team of psychologists to deal with the situation in school. It was a tragedy in a school, and they brought in a team of psychologists to deal with the children who experienced this trauma. And then when they finished the day, the psychologist says, oh, we need a psychologist now. After dealing, after the horror is so great, and seeing how the reaction of these children, how they are dealing with it, and we're trying to help them, we've been affected. We now to go to a psychologist. So here he says, don't think that if you hear Lashon Hara, the only way you're going to be able to remove the Lashon Hara from your mind is that you should talk to someone. Isn't it amazing? He's saying this, you heard Lashon Hara. In the Torah, there's a prohibition to believe the Lashon Hara. I have a solution. I can't fulfill this mitzvah because I can't not believe it. It's just too good to be too good not to be true. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go to talk it over with someone else. No, don't do that. Even though you indeed may have some benefit, but it's not worth it. Try to the best you can not to believe it. Because you're going to cause them damage. You're going to go tell them this Lashon Hara. You're going to damage them. They may believe it. What should you do? Now this appears to be rechilus. Shock! This whole thing over Yisrael Chassidim. 800, almost probably 700 years before the Chafetz Chaim, he says all the laws in a very different way. He says in this situation, so what should you do? You should go back to the person, the perpetrator, the person who went and originally angered your friend. Now, isn't that a classic law of Rechilus? Right, there are three Yesoides in Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is true. I tell you something true about someone else. Rechil, motzi shema, is where I tell you an outright lie about someone else. And the third category is rechilus. What is rechilus? I go over to you and I say, do you know what this fellow said about you? So what happens now? You hate him. That's very different than Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara means, I'm just telling you some good gossip. I go over to you, I got some great gossip. This guy, he did an avera. Terrible thing. You should know about it. Okay, very good, I know about it. That's it. You and him, passing ships in the evening. You know gossip, I know the gossip, I shared it with you. This guy, he doesn't even know that we're talking about him. That's called Lashon Hara. Rechilus is, I go over to you and I say, you know, there's a guy there who hates you. There's a guy there who's trying to rip you off. There's a fellow out there in the world that thinks of you as a piece of garbage. So now, it's no longer two passing ships in the evening. Now you have created a hatred between two people. That is called Ruchilas. Here, it's almost as if the Sefer Hasidim is advocating that you should engage in Ruchilas. You're listening, your fellow vents, he tells you that he gave me a mussar, he criticized me. How dare he criticize me? He's the crazy one. He's the Rasha. And now the Sefer Chassidim is saying, so I should take what I know, go to him, go back to the one who insulted him, criticized him, and tell him, you know what your friend just did? He criticized you. He criticized you and he said all these nasty things about you. And why are you doing this? You're doing this in order to somehow repair the damage. It's almost impossible today to do that. Because by trying to repair the damage, you'll probably end up making more damage.
But he's trying to make peace.
You're trying to make peace, but in the process of making peace, what are you doing in essence? You are revealing that this fellow has slandered you. How do you know? How do you know that I criticized him? What's your business? He told me. Really? He went and he told you that I criticized? What else did he tell you? Well, he said that you're even worse than him. That's what comes out, whether you like it or not, even if you don't say in those words. How do you come to me and try to repair the damage?
The original criticism, Lashon Hara?
No.
That's irrelevant. That's not where the story begins. That's not the story begins. Reuven criticizes Shimon. Shimon goes berserk. He criticizes me. Shimon goes to Levi and says, "Do you know what just happened? Reuven criticized me. How dare Reuven criticize me? Reuven is a lot worse than me. Reuven has all of these problems." So Shimon now has said to Levi a lot of lashon hara about Reuven. Okay, what is he advocating? What is he advising the Sefer Chassidim? Levi should now go to Reuven and say, "Reuven, we got a problem. There's bad blood between you, Reuven, and Shimon. What's the first thing that Reuven's going to say to Levi? Mind your own business. How do you even know that I criticized Shimon?" So what is he going to say? Well, because he told me. He told me what you said to him. And he's very upset. That is called rechilus. Right, so obviously the answer is, that the Sefer Hasidim is dealing with a different category of people that we don't know today. We are going back, when Levi's going to go back to Reuven, it's not going to create more damage than there already was. Obviously, he's a dignified person. He's going to take it the right way. But typically, this type of situation is a clear, outright violation of the laws of Rechilus, to be a Reuchel. You have to remember, this was written way before the second last line, and you will then quarrel with him. Nimsa shehamiriva bo al yodcha al asher loy shamata elav. No, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe saying not to do that. Maybe saying not, ma yasu. Yelchu v'yagidu lo yisro ish halaz, shezeh chaytzi alav, v'yove gam hu l'skoyde dimay. Okay, the words are a bit cryptic here. I think he means don't go back and do it. Or if you're going to go back and do it, make sure you do it the right way. We should not lead to making more damage. Shemadaber bo al yodcha ash al asher lo shamata elav. Av, okay, let's leave it with that. Let's finish the paragraph next. Now here's another very controversial thing. I'll tell you over here at the very end, an incredible good vart. Wind down with that, but limit Avul im hu magid gam lachedim, ki hu mischabin lachaytzi alav shem ra, lo yisoyve lo yivlo yisishmai alav, elo ge'ar bo v'chaytzi mi lefanecha bin zifais. If this person is now venting and is criticizing the one who criticized him, he's saying outright lies, and he's on a crusade to tell the whole world to defame this person, then don't give him an audience. Do not even listen to him. Let him get one word in edgewise. Lo yisavu lo yisishma lov, el ga'arbo, shout at him, v'yitziyim milufanecha ben ezivus, and throw him out of your house with anger, v'selech lo yisan chasib aleim v'toymar, and go to those people who he's talking to and tell them, don't listen to him. Shesheker hu medaber ariyeh. Okay, now we're running out of time. I want to say that, but once we touched, triggered a thought, which I was told, when did someone tell this to me? Either on Shabbos, or someone told this to me, I don't remember, either on Shabbos, or maybe Sunday, Monday. I love this part. Relating to what it says over here. Everyone here ever go to shul on Yom Tov or in this Birkas Kohanim? Do you say the Yehi Ratzon for the bad dreams?
No?
No one does that?
I do that.
Okay, so it's a nice thing to say, the Yehi Ratzon.
Every day.
You say it every day, the Yehi Ratzon, bear dreams? Okay, so in the Yehi Ratzon, did you ever notice this? I never noticed this. I'd have to tell you. We pray for to sweeten Hatovas Chalei. And this touches upon what we just said right now in this halacha. Ribbono shel olam. Ani shalach v'chalei ma'asai shalach. Chalei v'chalanti. I've had a dream. V'eini yoidea ma'ahu. Yihi ratzon milufanach Hashem elokai v'lokai v'asai. Sheyihiyu, may it be, kol chalei ma'asai olai. All the dreams that I had, v'al kol Yisrael le'toiva. Now, just in case, Ribbono shel olam, you don't know what I'm referring to, what kind of dreams, let me elaborate. Let me tell you about the different types of dreams that I had since the last time we did this, that I want you to be made. Bein shecholamti al atzmi. You ever have one of those dreams? Where you dream about yourself? You had a dream about yourself that was not very pleasant. Bein shecholamti al acherim. Wow, you're such a nice guy. Look at that, you're a nice guy. You're asking Hashem, I had a bad dream that something terrible is going to happen to someone else. So I want now to pray through Birchos Kehanim that you should be made of that dream. Ubein shecholmu acherim olai. Maybe one of my friends, someone that I know, had a dream, a bad dream about me. And now, it's an incredible thing, the tefillah, the Birchos Kehanim that I'm doing now is going to sweeten the bad dream that someone else had about me. And then we go further. Im toivim heim, chazik heim, v'yamit seim, v'yiskayim v'yivohem, kechalei ma'yisav, shal yesh v'atzari, v'chulu v'chulu. Rabbi Yisai, there's one category that's missing. Bein shecholmu acherim al acherim.
About that.
Right, we're concerned about the dreams I have about myself. Klal Yisrael.
That's not your
tefillah. But we're not. There's no arvos. Here we are. We're here now in the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, we're in the Beis HaKnesses. We're all one group. We all care about each other. We all. Everyone should be successful. Are we Jews or not Jews? What everyone, each man for himself. So everything here is very selfish. But I had a bad dream. Either a bad dream about me, or I dreamt bad about my friends. Okay, so that's a nice thing to care about someone else. And the third thing is really selfish. Maybe someone else out here had a bad dream about me. Two of them are clearly selfish. It's about me. And the third is... Okay, it's the collective noun. Vayichan shom Yisrael neged har ki ish echad b'leiv echad. Klal Yisrael is one. Okay.
If everybody says it, then it's included. Acherim al acherim.
How is it lachem acherim?
It's included.
Acherim. Everyone says me about
them about me. If I say them about me and you say them about me, so it covers everything.
I gotta think about it. It doesn't sell well. But why can't we add a few more words? Bein shechlamti alatz, bein shechlamti ani alachin, and bein ashachem olai. What about category number four? Achem, we're in shul here, so maybe the guy over here had a dream about the guy over there. We're all part of one big happy family, right? The answer is, it's none of your business. That's the answer. The dreams that you have about yourself is about that, about when you think about someone else. A dream that someone is thinking about someone else, it's none of your business. It's not public knowledge. And therefore, it's so clever how in the Nusach, it's a very powerful part. It's a very, why do you have to spell this out? You're spelling this out only to omit one case. What case do you want to omit? To teach you a lesson. A dream is something very private. A dream captures your subconscious. It captures your she'ifos in life. It's none of your, not everything about a person is your business. If it affects me, I dreamt about you, so I'm thinking about you, or you're thinking about me, or about myself, okay, then I have a right to be involved. But if it's your deepest thoughts about someone else, that's a very private matter. It's none of my business, not even to get involved in Hatovas Chaloyim. Okay, so when it comes to Lashon Hara, Al Achas Kama V'Kama, there are things in this world that are none of your business. A guy comes to you and wants to go tell you gossip. It's none of my business. Get out of here. I'm not interested. You want me to serve as your therapist? All right, I'll listen to you. I'll try to help you. If I can go back to that person and make and smooth things over, I'll do it. If I can't smooth things over, it would be a violation of Rechilus, which is even much worse than Lashon Hara. But if I can't accomplish anything, and you're not using me as a therapist, you're just using me as a pawn, another object in your smear campaign, then it's none of my business. Acherim al acherim is not part of the Hatovas Chalam. All right, we're going to stop over here. Take a break. We're going to do today a little bit about Purim. Some laws, an interesting halacha relating to Megillas Esther. Maybe a little bit on Parsha Shkolim.